Thank you again, everybody. What a great Friday night. I hope you had as much fun out there as we had up here. Here's one. Take home. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world of his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheese, put his ambitions in bed. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, 20 more years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. He liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, bombs killed his lady, left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered. All he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes a pilot, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoir. Losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. And he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. All we are saying is give peace a chance.